British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Wednesday there was a good trade deal to be done with the European Union, but the bloc knew what Britain's limits were in the negotiations. Johnson told a media conference, quote, "They know what the parameters are," adding, "We've just got to make sure that we control our own laws and control our own waters, and there's a good deal there to be done, but if not, WTO, Australia terms, it is," end quote. In the fight against the pandemic, Prime Minister Johnson has defended the government's plan to ease coronavirus restrictions over Christmas, despite a sharp spike in infection rates across the nation. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Scientists have raised safety concerns about the proposal, which allows three households to form a bubble over the five-day Christmas period. However, in the House of Commons, Boris Johnson stayed firm to the principle, saying families can decide for themselves.
We do think it's absolutely vital that people should, at this very, very tricky time, exercise a high degree of personal responsibility, especially when they come into contact with elderly people, and avoid contact with elderly people wherever possible.
Also, the Prime Minister told lawmakers the first week of a nationwide coronavirus vaccine rollout had gone well, with 138,000 people getting the jab. Charles de Ledesma, London.
In the wider region, the World Health Organization in Europe warned Wednesday of a further resurgence of COVID-19 in early 2021. This as families prepare to gather over the Christmas holidays. The UN Health Organization urged families to wear face masks during these gatherings, saying in a statement, while some progress has been made, quote, COVID-19 transmission across the European region remains widespread and intense. This is VOA News. America's top diplomat, Mike Pompeo, was in quarantine Wednesday after being exposed to a person who has tested positive for COVID-19, the State Department said. The Secretary of State, quote, has been tested and is negative. In accordance with CDC guidelines, he will be in quarantine. He is being closely monitored by the department's medical team, end quote, a State Department spokesperson said. For privacy reasons, the person he came in contact with cannot be named. President-elect Joe Biden has tapped several old Washington hands to be key parts of his incoming administration, but his latest appointment would add a fresh face. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Biden says he's nominating Pete Buttigieg to be transportation secretary. He's 38 and would be the first openly gay person the Senate confirms to a cabinet post. Buttigieg was South Bend, Indiana's mayor before becoming the Democratic primary's darling, sharing an Iowa caucus's win before dropping out and backing Biden, who calls him a patriot who speaks to the best of who we are as a nation. Biden's also expected today to announce former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm as energy secretary, where she would help execute Biden's ambitious climate plan. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Both appointments require Senate confirmation. The United States Wednesday imposed sanctions on companies based in China and the United Arab Emirates, accusing them of supporting the sale of Iranian petrochemicals as Washington increases pressure on Tehran in the closing days of President Donald Trump's term. The U.S. Treasury Department said in a statement it had blacklisted the four entities for facilitating the export of Iranian petrochemical products by Trillions Petrochemical Company Limited, which was hit with sanctions by Washington earlier this year. A French court is set to issue verdicts Wednesday in the trial of 14 accused accomplices in the deadly 2015 attack on a satirical magazine in Paris. The trial began in September with three of the accused being tried in absentia. Prosecutors are asking the court for convictions with sentences ranging from 5 years to life in prison. Defense attorneys have criticized the prosecution's case as lacking evidence that the suspects were involved in the attacks. Two former Lebanese ministers charged with negligence over a huge explosion at Beirut port in August snubbed a judge Wednesday by not turning up for questioning. More than 200 people died in the explosion, one of the biggest non-nuclear blasts in history. A state news agency reported the judge set a new date of January 4th for the politicians to be questioned after their no-show. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, and this is VOA News.
VOA 1.